you're trying to pick paint colours, or maybe you want to introduce a new hidden TV wall feature, our home squad are here to answer your questions. And today I'm joined by Sarah Carroll from Sand and Deliver DIY and Sarah Twig Doyle, who many of you will know as Retwigged Stylist as well, both on Instagram. Thanks a million ladies for joining us today.
Thank you.
Sarah Carroll, we'll start with you. Built-in feature walls, yay or nay?
Yay. So built-in feature wall, I presume we're talking about cabinetry, possibly television.
Yeah.
Some people have lower cabinetry across the bottom. It's
shelving.
Very popular at the moment to have arch out your shelving, have beautiful arches. So yes, I would say they can make a great feature in a living room or kitchen living room, you know, kitchen dining room, something, a space like that. Yeah.
Are they kind of a new trend that'll date though, Sarah?
I don't think so, because I think everybody is... This has been around for a little while, and I think more and more we're looking for practical storage solutions for our homes. You know,
we
have stuff and we don't want to see lots of stuff everywhere and cluttered. So the whole point of a built-in wall is that everything is then hidden away and it's sleek and practical. So I don't think it's a gimmick. I think it's a great solution for family living.
Is it better than buying, you know, individual pieces like the TV stand and, you know, the cabinet for the glasses? And
it depends. If you end up with four pieces of furniture across one wall, that can look very bitty and cluttered. But if you have one wall and you only put in a console table with your TV above it and maybe, you know, a few bits of artwork, that can also look okay paired back. But I think if you were going to end up buying like your couple of IKEA cases and then you're going to put in, you know, another console table and then you're adding bits here and there, that can look cluttered and just not very thought out.
Loads of listener questions coming in on this. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Breed is wondering, can your home squad give me a few warm neutral paint colours for hallways and bedrooms?
Gosh, neutral paint is always that one. I think it really depends on your orientation. So my first question is, you know, are you north? Are you south? Are you east? Are you west?
Because why would that matter?
Well, because the light will obviously affect the colour. So when you're painting something neutral, actually, it's nearly harder than painting something a colour because you have to take the light into consideration. Too grey, and that could look cold, if particularly in a north-facing space. So I think it really depends on your orientation. So I always get people to say, okay, get the compasses out. Is this hallway east-facing? Is it west-facing?
Like, this blows my mind.
Yeah.
You can clearly tell. Absolutely not so, something I have paid any heed to.
It's really a case of, you know, thinking about how much light you have in that space, you know, whether you want a warmer colour, whether you want a cooler colour. So it's really... it's one question I'm asked so often is how do I get a neutral colour right?
Yeah.
I think it's harder than picking actual colour.
And also because the time of day that you use that particular room, if you have an east facing room and it gets beautiful morning light, but you only sit in there in the evening, that light is actually cooled in colour by that time of day. So it is a bit of a mindful field, but like that neutral, I think people are thinking of whites and off whites.
Yeah.
So you do, you know, there are warm whites and there are cool whites, and any a paint provider will point you in a direction.
So before our home squad are going to give Breathe any colour names today, she needs to invest in a compass.
Invest in a compass. Or do you know what? Listen, in my world, green is a neutral. Go out and get yourself a colour.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it doesn't have to be a white or an off-white.
Any paint colour suggestions for a bedroom? This listener is wondering. They have white furniture and they'd like something subtle but stylish.
Well, I'm a pink girl, so I'm always going to say a warm, neutral pink. So it doesn't have to be in your face. I'm not talking Barbie here.
Yeah.
I'm just talking, you know, looking
dusty
for a neutral with a hint of pink. So it could be that it's a warm beige, but the predominant is just a little hint of pink. I always think it feels warm. And in a bedroom, you want something that's warm and cocooning. So you wake up and you feel like it's giving you a hug. You know that feeling?
Yeah, I would feel the same. And then, you know, if you look to kind of earthy tones of pink.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at kind of like, imagine you're out and you're looking at like the heathers and, you know, the autumnal colours, and they bring that warmth in. So it's a pink, but it's, and you can go bold with that. You can go to like a nice, deep, rich colour and it just envelops the bedroom. It feels great.
Everything in my bedroom is either white or cream, which just sounds so surgical now. I think it's to the pair of you.
No, not at all. No, it can.
Setting Plaster by Farm Ball seems to be a big one.
What's it called?
Setting Plaster.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a, there's a warmth into it. I mean, it depends. Some people can find it too peachy. I've some people who love it and some people
isn't
who
go, sulking room too... the other Farron Ball sulking room is quite kind of that dusky pink, I think. Yeah, so it's another Farron Ball colour that but you will find like Irish brands do tend to kind of create colours that are quite good in the Irish environment as well. So.
Now, moving on from the paint, this listener is looking for advice. They love the idea of having a television in the living room, but it's not practical with three kids. Any suggestions on how I can hide one or make it less visible when we're not using it?
I wonder why it's not practical. So I'd like more reason behind that. Is it just hands all over it and fear of it falling, or she doesn't want to switch it on all day for a distraction, so covering it? Okay, there are loads of ways you can hide a TV. I mean, TV cabinet, obviously, kind of being the key, but there are some really cool ways now. Like if we go back to our kind of built-in joinery wall where people have like a whole sliding section and a big piece of artwork.
Are they very expensive?
They're not cheap. You're looking at somebody making it, probably a joiner, or you're going to be good at your DIY. I think you could DIY one, sorry.
It's an incredibly good investment, though. Yes, they're a little bit more expensive if you have it custom made and built in. But the solution, so we had we have a second TV room that's also an office and a guest bedroom. So it has to serve so many different purposes. And if the TV was too obvious for me, it was going to be distracting for people sleeping in there, but it was also distracting for me as an office. So I actually got my joiner to do a bifold screen. So you literally just click it and the TV is there.
Amazing.
And it's ready to switch on. And it's and like that, if she's worried about hands reaching for the TV, then that bifold just literally clips away. I've even seen people put them behind canvases on the wall. So for example, your TV's on the wall, you can hang a big sort of canvas piece of artwork. And you, again, if you go onto to YouTube, you can make that yourself.
You can do it yourself.
Yeah,
speaking of DIY jobs, I see so many people are doing DIY paneling on Instagram. They make it look so easy. Where do I start?
It is easy.
Is it?
It's super easy. There are variations of paneling. So there's, you know, there's a board and batten panelling, which honestly is just strips of timber. You're going to put them on your wall at even spaces, running vertically up to about, let's say, halfway or a little bit above. And then you're going to put a strip across top. It is easy. Go onto my Instagram. You'll see it. Go onto Sarah's. You'll see it. We have it there. Like, you know, picture frame moulding, I think, is a great way, isn't it, Sarah? It's really easy.
Picture
really
frame is probably
friendly.
The easiest.
Easiest.
One. Exactly. If you're a novice and you've never done it before, we had never done it before, and there is nothing you can't YouTube. Literally nothing you can't YouTube.
It is as simple as that, then.
The best tool we ever bought was these miter shears, and they're literally like scissors for cutting wooden moulding. And if you're thinking about doing the picture frame one, that is
that's
the easiest
worth investing.
Thing because you can set it to the angle that you need to cut. And then you don't even need, you know, I mean, if you've got...
You're not talking about power tools.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Or a miter box and a saw, they come in a set for under €20. And if you go into any of the DIY stores, they will sell moulding. So these are strips of timber that can be cut with a small handheld or the shears that Sarah's referring to.
One or two other quick questions. This texture, just a point. I used cheap wood, doorstop, they say, and outside fence paint. To create a feature wall in their house. Somebody else is looking for advice on a gallery wall. They have the pictures, but is there a method to where you place them?
So I always say to people, start by putting them on the floor. So get your arrangement first. So if you've got multiple different sizes and different styles, get them on the floor, put them into a position which you feel happy with. Then if you have the time and the patience, trace those out on pieces of brown paper or newspaper or leftover wrapping paper, whatever you have, get that configuration onto the wall with blue tack. Find out where you need to put the pin then for the back of the picture. And then all you need to do is just to hammer them in.
We're going to have to bring you back both to answer the remainder of our questions on redesigning home interior walls today. But that is Carroll from Sand and Deliver DIY and Sarah Twig Doyle, Retwigged Stylist. That's all we've time for in the show. My thanks to the production team. We'll chat though midday tomorrow.